God willing, we're going to close out the study of Jude tonight. And really, parting is such sweet sorrow. So thankful to get to the kind of the climax of the whole thing. I love this ending. But there really is so much here. And just been meditating on the Lord. And maybe He'll give us some sermons if He tarry here in Jude. But there is, it's just so rich. I again pray that each lesson, no matter who would be the vessel to bring it to you, is a blessing. And I know the Word of God does bless us richly. But last week, we left off with studying maybe the greatest sign of the time of the coming of the Lord. And I think it's great comfort because it's apostasy. When man just basically is belligerent toward the things of God. And we're in that age. I mean, when they start caring more than anything about taking in God we trust off our money, making sure that we can't even have a moment of silence now in schools because that could maybe resemble something that maybe somebody might acknowledge Jesus Christ, we're in a great time of apostasy. An amazing time, to be quite frank about it. And even though obviously it breaks our hearts, it can make us very sad, sometimes even downright angry. I mean, when they openly blaspheme and openly reject, there is a hurt, and sometimes there is a godly anger, you know, thinking, you just don't even know what you're doing. You do not know. And God forbid, but they're going to need to come around, or they're going to come around in a way that it's going to be too late. But we read about this apostasy, the falling away, the world having itching ears, wanting and prepared to hear anything and everything except the Word of God, except preach the Word. And it's growing even more rampant in our churches today, and churches that even Christ the Savior is preached, but yet the Word seems to be less and less important. As we've mentioned many times before, I've heard ministers say in this day and age, we don't preach doctrine here anymore because the people don't want it. Well, often that should be exactly what you should be doing, is giving the people what they don't want, because that might be the very thing that Jesus Christ intended for them to have. So sometimes it's not a job with a lot of appreciation. But, you know, as a pastor, and I do appreciate you so much, because I believe God has been so gracious to me to give me so many that love the Word of God. And I mean that. But I'm not here to appease you. I'm here to please my Father. And the only way I'm going to please Him is by faith. And the only way faith is going to grow in my life is by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And by hearing and hearing the Word of God, when that faith is built up, and by the grace of God I let the love of God work in there, you better watch out. Because the power is coming out. And it's wonderful. So I'm thankful we're in that time. But even though they're mocking the Lord, as we read here in verse 18 last week, and even though they're walking after their own lusts, we're not going to despair. And the Lord didn't leave us just with that and say, hey, look, you know, they're going to do this. I'm coming. Go on. Oh, no. This is the exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, God. And this is the one that comes in and has left us with that wonderful comforter. And He doesn't leave us hopeless. And He tells us exactly what to do going on into this 20th verse. And let's pick it up there and read. But ye... See, He turns from the wicked. He turns from those that have turned away from Him. And He says, but ye. I love that. But ye. Listen to this. And more so, beloved. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now I'm going to tell you something. The moment that we step into heaven, praise God, our faith is going to be made whole. But this is what He has called us to look to. And I hope that our heart would flutter each and every time we hear that one wonderful word, beloved. Don't ever take that word lightly. I don't know about you, but like I say, I've learned by the grace of God and the love of God to call you all the beloved, the beloved, the much loved. Brother Hill used to say precious hearts. I loved that. Thank you, Jesus. It's beloved. And brothers and sisters, before this time, the only one that I ever used the word beloved in, and I can say this because I wrote her some letters, was my dear wife. And when I used the word beloved, I was serious about what I was writing to her. It was absolutely from the heart. It opened up. It was everything that I got. You better pay attention, honey. This doesn't happen very often. But here we go. And most of the time, thank God, it wasn't because I was in trouble. It was just because I loved her. And I wanted her to know that. Well, praise be to God. This is the one whom tells us all the time and is talking to us right here. And it is beloved. This is the wooing language that He gives us. This is the call of a lover. This is you are His and His desire is toward you. Brothers and sisters, let Him speak to you tonight as He says these words. And the instruction that He's giving us, the instruction that we read through this 20 and 21st verse, there's two things that He leaves us with here. Don't despair, pray and look. Pray and look. Now, there's many a church that you'll hear that today in, but I want to ask you, what are they telling you to pray to? Any more I hear about praying, well, it's pray to anything you want. And it hurt my heart just the other day, and I won't tell you where I was, but somebody had mentioned, well, God hears all the prayers. No, He doesn't. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I've stepped into the throne room. Oh, come on, brother, let's not be so that... No, in Jesus' name. It's the only way you're ever going to approach Him. It's the only way you're going to enter in. And once you say that name, you're in. And know that you're in. And don't be sheepish in there. He said, go boldly. And praise be to God, we go boldly. And just like when I was with that mom and we were praying over that baby's bed, I didn't care that a nurse was there and a doctor was over here and they're very specialized and very educated and all these things. And I was praying for them. God give them ability beyond their wisdom, which is foolishness to you. But if you're going to use them to the fullest. And we, you know, I'm telling you, the place started shaking. And it did. By the grace of God, the Spirit came. And Sister Becky and I and the Lord and my little sister that I'm confident she heard something. It was so precious to me. It was wonderful. Either I really irritated or she was happy, I don't know. But her heart rate went up about 20 beats a minute. And it was kind of funny. That her heart rate, even since then, it hadn't really jumped up. But because the Lord is there. And the Lord was there, don't get me wrong. But we were calling on Him and pleading. And saying, Lord, we're going to have a prayer meeting right now. And that came down and it was awesome. But brothers and sisters, pray and look. So we know that we pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But then you think, what are these people telling you to look to? Well, any time I ever try to get encouragement for the world or from the world, if you ever look that way, they're going to say, well, look to tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow. Well, you know, if you could tell me to pray to anything and look till tomorrow, show me the next cliff, because if that's all you can give me, I'm out of here. And I mean that. I want solid promises. I want God's word. I don't want man's fluff anymore. That's temporary and all it does is multiply the heartache because I wasted time in going to my Heavenly Father. I wasted time not dwelling in faith. And by God's grace, He's calling us there tonight that we go boldly into that throne room and we are to reside there, brothers and sisters. And if you want to know what you're supposed to be doing with your life right now, it's praying and looking. And let's go on because He's very specific in this wonderful text of how to pray and what to be looking for. Notice here, as we begin this, that word yourself. This is very important. It doesn't say self. It says yourself. And I think that is the different self. And you know who that self is? That's the man of God. That's the spirit man. Listen to what it's saying here. Yourself, two times. There's a decision that must be made in our lives, brothers and sisters. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to yield to God? Are you going to go with Him? Are you going to make the determination today and every moment of the day as these things come at you? And we're in an accelerating world. I was just reading the other day, if you were born in 1837 and lived a full lifetime, you would not receive as much information as we receive in 1 week in this lifetime. Things were a lot easier back then in so many different ways. We are bombarded. We have now things that we had to go seeking if we were really going to be evil and go outside of our homes to get it. And now it's tailor-made. It comes right through our wires and our internet and everything. God help us. God help us. I cry out to God for me and I cry out to God for you. Amen. Seek that which is good. That which is bad is seeking you. You don't have to go look for it. Seek Him. Seek Him. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we must decide. And as it's saying right here, no one else can decide for you. You have to make that decision. I must be persuaded that He is able. I can only ride your coattails for so long. Mom, grandma, pastor. I saw people look to our dear pastor for many years as he was the one that was going to lead through. Let me tell you something. He walked alone with God. You walk alone with God, and you walk alone with God, and you walk alone with God. And the marvelous thing about it is we walk alone with God. He joins us together. And it's so awesome. But brothers and sisters, none of us are on a pedestal. I'm just residing with you, if you want to, on the rock that's higher than I. What do you think? Amen? Amen. So this must be something that we choose individually. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. The conviction has to be singular. It has to come into my heart. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. Not we that cometh to God, but He that cometh to God. We come alone, don't we? And that's the beautiful thing about it. And there's a lot of responsibility in that, isn't there? But you know, it's just love. He draws us. He's made that provision. And that's what we see. Behold the Lamb. How could you not love that Lamb? I know you love the Lamb. You wouldn't be here on a Wednesday night if you didn't love Him. But now apprehend the Lamb and go on in there boldly. How wonderful. So we come to Him alone. He joins us there together. And he goes on here and he says, I want this for you so that you will be built up. Now, isn't that wonderful? Not puffed up. Built up. Finished. Completely furnished. I'm talking about a fullness of God life, brothers and sisters. This is what God wants us to have. And we grow up into it. The Word tells us even there in Acts 20:32, it says the word of His grace builds you up and gives you an inheritance among them that are sanctified, set apart to God. Praise be to the Lord. And it happens one way, the word of His grace, truth and love, spirit and truth. You can never separate the two if you want to grow up into Him in all things. It has to be that way. And thank God that we have that. Thank God that He has delivered this to us. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't stop in that verse. It's right here. He says to edify yourself. That's what building up means. That word edify, it also means to embolden ourselves. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Stand. The testimony, it's there. These are the ones that are thankful for what God has done. It also means to rear up. And I'll tell you what, I want to rear up in the gospel. I don't know about you, but it's battle time. And it's time we're bold in battle. And I'm not talking about sheepish or maybe even thinking, well, I'm just fine. I'm not going to. Let me tell you something. There's an army that comes down. There's a cloud. And praise be to God, it's a body. And we are fitly joined and compacted together. And there is an appreciation and a thankfulness, brothers and sisters, that God had to bring again and again and will continue to bring by His grace into my life this last week. An appreciation that needed to be greater for the body that by the grace of God is going to marry Him. It's not enough just to love you. I'm joined. And I'm telling you, till we all come is running across my heart. And I don't know, but there's a urgency. And it's wonderful. And I'm thinking, Lord Jesus, I want to be fully furnished and fully finished. But till we all come, who's that last one in? I don't know. But all I know is I want you to keep praying for me. Not that I've finished. Not yet. Still taking breaths, brother. Amen. More thankfulness to grow. More to decrease. More to allow Him to increase and to bring that wonderful spirit into my life and grow me up. Get rid of this natural man and replace him with the spirit man. Every bit of me, squeeze him out of here, Lord Jesus. Let it be tight. Man, that wineskin's getting full. It's getting uncomfortable staying in this body. Amen? I ache to go home. I'm understanding about the groaning. I want to be with Jesus. Just want to be with Jesus. I want to see Him. I want to look upon His face. I want to hold His face. I'm so grateful to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just want to sing it. I'm so grateful to Him that He's told me that I have a crown and to hold it fast. And don't let anybody take it. Cherish it, son. I want to wed you. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to go in there and I'm not going to dispute with different ones. But I don't get out of the Word of God that I'm going to cast it before Him. That might step on some people's toes. The four living ones, I believe, will walk in holding that crown which Thou hast. And it will be, well done, my good and faithful servant. And maybe then He'll set it upon my head. Read it. Read it. There's a difference there. She jointly reigns with Him. She's glorified together with Him. He makes known to all that He has loved her. I don't want my self-righteousness getting in front of anything that He wants to give me. How about you? Oh, God, help us to come on. You know, I don't want to be inhibited anymore. Not one bit. I want to please Him. Don't you want to please Him? We're going to read about the most holy faith here in a minute. There is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There is a better resurrection. There is a moon glory and a sun glory. These aren't words anymore. It's my life. Christ liveth in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. And I don't want Him to stop. I don't want it to stop. But here we go. We're fighting, brothers and sisters, this battle. And brothers and sisters, it's a battle that must be won. and not just to compete in, but we're fighting to win. Isn't that what it says? To win Him. It didn't say to go compete. It said to win. We don't beat the air. We don't run amok. There's a mark. It's direct. It's specific. It's exact. And He calls us to that. And I was thinking how some say that many of the problems that are in our country maybe started because there was a time we stopped fighting to win wars when we would enter them. What do you think of that? I don't understand about getting in a war and not trying to win it. I really don't. I read the Word of God, and let me tell you something. You go back in those battles and exactly how He said to do it. If they didn't do it His way, He'd punish them. He'd chasten them. And many a time God would go in there and He'd say, wipe them all out. Men, women, and children. And don't touch the spoil. Don't touch anything about it. Just destroy it. Oh, let me tell you something. God loves you. He wants all of you. I'm talking about every bit. And when He goes in there to battle, let me tell you something. It's to win. And I think that in a lot of ways, maybe a lot of the messes that we have is because we didn't clean up in a World War II. We left open a Vietnam. Iraq, my goodness. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. We're in the only fight that truly is worth fighting for. And there's one result that God has called us to. And that's to win. That's to win. And it is worth it. Finish it. Finish it, Lord. Don't let us come this close. Walk around the promise. Let us finish it. Praise be to God. I'm thankful. Go on in. When the Lord first called me to be your pastor, I remember just standing here before you, and it was like that glass. The promised land was open. It was just right there. It was go on in. I knew by the grace of God we have received, not because of me, but because of the Spirit, we received a double portion. We needed to have that. Praise the Lord. As I mentioned, I don't know if it was Friday or Sunday, and we're going to talk about it here in just a minute. I was so thankful to observe and stand before so much glory. I stood before the presence of the glory of God. Over and over. The Brother Hill. All the different ones that were there. And it was so awesome to me. Man, I'm standing before glory. It's wonderful. It's awesome. But then came a time, He said, son, I want that glory in you. And He's establishing the glory of God in me. I'm beholding the glory. I see it, but now by the grace of God, He's allowed it to come to dwell. And that's the difference, is are we going to step into it? Not play around with it. Oh my. Brothers and sisters, we're fighting to win. And notice here it is, we're fighting for the most holy faith. And those words, most holy, it means separation. This is the faith of separation. Set apart to God. That faith. The faith that drew Moses and Aaron out from the camp. To dwell with Him. Shut up to God. Intimate time. Yeah. So wonderful. Lord, I can see the table set for two. I'm willing to go. She rose up and she left her family. She left all of those ones that were familiar to her. The comfortable. And she said, I will go. It was absolutely because of one thing. It was love. She saw how good and wonderful this husbandman was going to be. She listened to that Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. And the only way that's ever going to happen in our lives, brothers and sisters, the only way that the separation happens is right here. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Not just praying, but praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. This is the one that takes the things of Christ And he makes them mine. He's the one that opens the very heart of God and lets you see in there. And all I see in there is love. And man, I'm telling you, the love that I see, I can't believe it. The scriptures have told me all of these things before, and it was so wonderful that I could read them. But then they became mine. It became marriage to me. I remember as a kid, yeah, there was some romantic things about thinking, ah, it would be nice to be married. I see mom and dad, they seem really happy. And, you know, then you read some fairy tales and some stories and, hey, that's really neat. And it'd really be fun to maybe fall in love with it. But then it really happened. And I realized that that wasn't just a fairy tale. It was something for me. This was mine. And I fell in love. I leapt into love. Love embraced me. It was right there. And I'm talking about the Lord. And I'm so thankful for it. Way past father, way past friend, way past shield, way past buckler. I mean, I got all those things, way past Hightower. And I'm starting to apprehend the bridegroom. I mean, we're hugging. I'm looking into his eyes. I'm seeing how much he loves me. And it's exciting. It's beyond exciting. But this is, it's vital, brothers and sisters. This Holy Ghost and praying at this life. It's especially vital for the end time believers. This is why it's being preached to us. Because it's the only way we ever will be ready. It's the only way we're ever going to have a vision. It's the only way we're ever going to be looking. Not just wanting to go to heaven, but wanting to be with Jesus. Yeah, it is. That's the Holy Ghost. He fulfills everything in me. I was rejoicing with the sister. And praise be to God. This bride is going to complete Him. Fill all the needs of Him. All of those places that, praise God, it's not, I hope you understand, I'm not taken away from His deity. He is it. But He needs His bride. He's not complete without her. It doesn't even break forth without her with Him. He doesn't want to rule and reign and take the throne without her. I mean, do you see this? I mean, it's so marvelous. That everything and all the glory when it comes to Him, when it is all placed in Him, He's not going to take it until He has her with Him to share it with her. Honey, I want you here for this. I'm not going to take any of this without you. And that's you. That's what's so incredible. And this is it. And this is what He's saying here. And He's saying, take this Holy Spirit. Dwell in this Spirit. Praise God. Take this love and let it be shed abroad in your heart. And the Holy Ghost is the one that keeps us in the love of God. It is. It's the only one. It just keeps us in there. The spirit life. And think of the things that are in the spirit life. It's the fruit. Not fruits, but fruit. It's love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. And it's not, I'm going to have them sometimes and I'll take this one today and all. No, no, no. That's all the fullness of God. And it's just there. You can't explain it. You got to take that fruit and just bite. And just eat it. And eat it. Taste it. Oh my. I don't know if I can get through this. Man, I'm so thankful for the way. Thankful how He takes us low. Man, does He take us low? And it's only in His love that He does that, to bring something to a new height. But so many brothers and sisters, they just slough this off. And I'm talking God's grace saints. Grace saints. Oh, you don't need to continue necessarily in that worship. I remember, God bless his heart, a brother that said, "Oh, son, you get too excited in the Holy Ghost. Don't ever let somebody defeat your life in being full and overflowing and rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Don't. You know when it's real. You know when it's of God. And you know when He comes upon you, the very power of His might worshiping through you. Because I'm going to tell you something, you need it. And one of the greatest heeds to following Paul as he followed Christ, examine that brother's life. Listen to what was said. "I'm glad I speak more than ye all." Come on, isn't that a tip off? And I'm sure there were ones that were getting after it so you couldn't even believe it. I'm sure Apollos, once the Holy Spirit hit that brother, you couldn't quiet him down. Brother Paul said, "I'm grateful to God. I'm thankful to my Lord. I speak more than you all." All right. It's not just about tongues, brothers and sisters. I want to make sure you understand that. But tongues are a sign of His presence. They are. And it's the beginning of an encouragement to yield yourself to God. Every one of us know that. It was the beginning. It was such a wonderful beginning. It was the moment, truly, that the Lord, even as a young teenager, there was something different. It was opened up. All truth began to be possible in this life. I knew at that moment there was more. Oh yeah. There is more. And there's more. And there's more. Oh my. "Ye shall have power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now dwell in it and stay in it." What do you think? Amen? Oh yes. It's the fire. Be fervent. Fervent in love. How many times have I heard, and I'm telling you, couples say, and especially the ladies, "My husband used to tell me such beautiful things, write poems to me, whisper in my ear and tell me how he loved me." Yeah, brothers, maybe I am getting after you. Maybe it's the Lord getting after you. I don't know. Same with you sisters. You can reciprocate. But this is it, brothers and sisters. It's being willing to continue on and let Him just speak to you. And let Him speak through you to Him. I love it. That opportunity to come and to be filled like that. And to have that wonderful expression of love and that language of love with Him. My words aren't adequate. I know that. Every time I've told the Lord I love Him, I'm so thankful I've told Him that. But Lord, I wish it could be so much more. And you know what He does? He says, "Okay, honey. Here you go. I gave you the need, and I'm going to fill the need." Isn't that wonderful? "I gave you the ache to love me more, and I'm going to go fill it more." Thank you, Jesus. The true worshiper worships Him in spirit and truth. Brothers and sisters, we don't rely on that language, but praise God, we yield our life over to Him. We surrender. And one of the greatest surrenderings we could ever have is this tongue. You surrender your tongue, especially your brothers, and continue to do so. God just might really get a hold of your life. You might learn to continue to surrender every day. And it doesn't matter they think you a fool. It doesn't matter if your spouse or your girlfriend or whoever it may be think you are weak. Because let me tell you something. A mighty man of God who is filled and overflowing with the Spirit is no weakling. He might be weak in body, but let me tell you something. He's the mighty man of God. And you women, that's the man you want. That's the man you want to be with, is the mighty man of God. And same with us brothers. Oh my. But I will say, we got to keep reading these verses. I can't skip over them. I want you to go with me to John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. We'll try to hurry along. I heard people don't have work tomorrow, so that's okay. See. John 4, 23 and 24. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So here we go, this praying in the Holy Ghost. It causes us to be the true worshiper prayer. Isn't that wonderful? The true worshiper prayer. The one that God is looking for. Now go over to Philippians 3:3. Let's see this Holy Spirit prayer. That's Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. That's the grace prayer. Isn't that wonderful? See what the Holy Spirit does? Causes you to be a worshiper, and He causes you to pray in grace, knowing that we're His workmanship. And then, praise God, go over to Ephesians 6:18. Look what the Holy Spirit does here. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It's the brotherly love prayer. See how complete He is. See how wonderful this is. Do you see why we need to be praying in the Holy Ghost? We need the power. And we need power now. This world is running so low. And praise be to God, His bride is increasing at an increasing rate, and it's awesome to see. I pray there's no more waiting at the shoreline anymore, brothers and sisters. No more thigh deep. It's time to launch out. It really is. It's time to go deep. And why? Because we need a vision. Without it, it says the people perish. The vision of His love for us, praise God, it sustains, and it's the vision of love. Look at what it says there. Keeping yourselves in the love of God. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does, brothers and sisters. And in that love, we will find the vision for the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto eternal life. See, all around, and the only thing that's found in the throne of grace is mercy. Isn't that wonderful? It's found there. We obtain the mercy. We find the grace. It helps in our time of need. And you think about the great mercy of God. Realize it for yourself. See, that's His love. It's unmerited love. That's what His mercy is. It's unmerited favor. It's just that the Lord loves me. It's just that that's His mercy. It just says that I am His. It just says that I am favored. That I am accepted. That I am chosen. That He wants me. And praise be to God that I can never, ever be separated from the love of God. I love His mercy. How about you? I needed a whole bunch of it this past week. A whole bunch of it. Rise up, son. There's mercy. There's mercy. I just love it. I cried mercy to Him. I give up. Praise God. And He gave mercy back to me. You're mine. You're mine. Not going to let you go. Honey, I'm here to encourage you to your last breath. Rise up. Come on, it's time to feed. Time to go on. I don't care what your adversary may say. I don't care what those people are telling you. Rise up. Rise up. Now, unmerited favor. As parents, and I'm speaking to some parents here. Did you ever have to remind yourself to love your children? Did you? Now let me tell you something. I've had my boys now going on 15 years. And they are scamps at times. But I'm going to tell you something. No matter how ornery they ever were, I never had to remind myself to love them. I love my kids. I always love my kids. I may be angry at them. They may need to switch in or something like that. But let me tell you something. I love my children. I've never had to be reminded to love them. Okay, now, how much more our Father? Come on. Come on. That's mercy. That's His favor. You've just got it. Quit. Quit. And just believe what's already there, what's already been provided. He loves us. It will never stop. He gave us His very own life, and when He did that and we accepted it, we became His sons. We became His sons. All right, verse 22 and 23. I think you want to get through this. Let's go. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now, he's changing here to the thought, really. He's going to bring in some of the ranks. And I believe this is a blunt warning for us to be ready to get the victory by faith over the flesh. We need this victory. And the victory comes through that mercy that he's pouring out to us. To understand that we're accepted. It's taken care of. My sins are gone. I'm cleansed. I'm so thankful for that. Now it's time for perfection, son. Not sinless perfection. Quit going there with our minds. That's taken care of. It's time to grow up. And to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. More of that unmerited favor. More of that unmerited love. Love upon love upon love upon love. Grow in it. So here it is. And he's calling us out for this. And you say, well, brother, how do you know? Well, in verse 24, it's going to talk about the glory beholders as opposed to the glory bestowers. There's a difference. Great difference. But see, he's speaking here now in the final hours of the church age as he's brought this back. And we see three different groups of believers, even in these two little verses here. Those addressed, those pitied, and those saved out of the fire. And as I read that, I just think, man, oh man, the only group by the grace of God I hope to attain to is there in Revelation 3:10. And that's the rank that's kept from the tribulation. We do not have to go through any of this. God doesn't want us to even remotely go through with it. He wants to be with Him, us to be with Him. First rank, first trump. When the day of the Lord starts, man, I'm there from the very first second. Even before the second begins, in the twinkling of an eye. Come on. That's the invitation. This is what He's calling us to. But in verse 22, I believe this is such a verse of see the soul. Have compassion. We've talked about this. This is how we can love one another and even love those that hate us. So see the soul. See, the Lord can take us there. And what this is it's a compassion, the love of God being magnified. And it can make the difference for people, even children of God that you might get so angry at. Don't blow them off. Keep praying for people. And I mean that. Keep praying for people. Keep being a one that would magnify the love of God toward them. Now, I'm not talking about entering into their foolishness or if they want to not receive, in a sense, the doctrine and try to distort it and do these different things. But I'm talking about love. I'm talking about loving them. And I'm talking about showing love to them. You never know. That might be the spark that finally makes the difference in that life. Is that, you know, everybody was shutting me off and everybody was turning me down. And this brother or sister in the Lord still continued to give me a cold cup of water. How many times have I heard that testimony? And I do. I compliment the love of God in this place. That brother, that sister kept coming after me. There was something different. They didn't want me to join a membership. They weren't looking for my money. They weren't looking for anything except what Christ Jesus could do for them. And what the plan of God was. And that's for us to grow up into Him in all things, all truth. And that's the message. And And if you want to receive that gift, I glory. If you don't, I say, Lord, I hope, you know, open their eyes. See the beauty in this. See the privilege that is ours to run and to run well. But brothers and sisters, this first group that's addressed here that we said, these are the ones that are in the balance. These are the saints that are coming out of Thyatira and Laodicea. Those that overcome, and sure, they're the lowest rank. But you know what? They do have the least reward. But I say praise be to God, because these brothers and sisters are going to make up the nucleus of the ones that are going into the kingdom age. Have you ever thought about being thankful for them? Are you thankful for the body? I pray we are. Grateful to God. Now, I'm encouraging, we still got time. By the grace of God, I want to be fully finished. I want you to be fully finished by the grace of God. Amen. And whoever else, whoever wills to know, praise be to God. I know that it's the Lord's work. But if I could be a vessel to be used to magnify the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, to captivate the love of God in my own life, and to be able to give you a vision of that, of Christ in me, the hope of glory, what gain? Not for me, but for the body. See, I'm starting to get that. It's the supply one to the other. I'm doing it for the bride, the Lamb's wife, of who I will enter into by the grace of God if I will apprehend. I hope a bubble's still coming up, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry. I got to be sober. Woo! All right. But even though they miss the best part, praise be to God, they're a special part of the body. And there's a humbling that happens in these brothers and sisters. I'm thankful. The Lord, it's, you know, I'm reading into the future. I love that. The future of the family of God. And they recognize the loss, but they still receive the grace to have Him author and finish their part of the faith in the body. And it's a precious thing. It's a wonderful thing. I'm thankful for that. All right, verse 23, and we'll hurry along. It says there, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now this figures Lot and his wife. This is a type of the two types, I should say, of those that refuse to yield to God. But see, God abides faithful. Isn't that wonderful? Lot was snatched out of the fire. But you know what? They still call him Just Lot, don't they? Isn't that wonderful? That's brother Just Lot. No, not Lot, just Lot. Isn't that wonderful? And praise the Lord. And that's how God deals with His children. I'm so thankful that He vexed his soul with filthiness by the world, dwelling with the wicked. He didn't allow the separation. Brother Clark preached on that. It was so precious. He refused Hebron, didn't he? He refused to go to the place that was of the place of the separation to God. But God was still faithful. And there was his wife. The angels even went into the city. They showed pity, long-suffering to her. And though you could not tell her apart from the world, she fit right in with that. The Lord still was faithful and preserved. Did. He even literally preserved her in salt. Come on now. He talks to us in many different ways. But see, we don't need to go that way. We don't need to go that way. But he's just, again, telling us the blood of the Lamb is still counted. That's the righteousness. That's our righteousness. That's any righteousness. That's it. And it still covered her. And I read it and I say, thank you, Jesus. But there is sorrow. Because, see, brothers and sisters, these are lives, both of those lives. What could have been? They could have had a blessing like an Abraham. They could have entered into that family like an Isaac and a Jacob. You could say, well, I understand that in a sense it wasn't for them, but it was offered to them. And they chose to be a type that wasn't going to yield to God. They were going to be stiff-necked. They were going to be carnal. They were going to do it their way. And oh, they finished with, oh, I wish I had. Could you imagine the heartache running out of a city like that? Seeing your wife end up like that. And I don't really ever think it really ever sunk into that poor brother, but praise be to God, he's still a child of the King. Now 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. You got hope. Oh, you got hope. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And it's so wonderful that, see, his keeping power, and his keeping power is his love. And His love is the ability to keep us from falling. We dwell in that love, brothers and sisters. And praise God, He sustains us. He upholds us. And the victory is complete as we read this verse. Completeness in His saving power. Faultless, as it says here, before His presence. So wonderful. Accepted. Accepted fully in the Beloved, the throne room. Beholding the glory, as it says here. Notice, beholding the glory. Isn't that wonderful? The presence of His glory. Before the presence of His glory, beholding the glory. Now, that's awesome. And by the grace of God, I would never want to look down upon a place that His children have with Him. But how much more there could be? How much more there could be? Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the bride adorned in Revelation 21 comes out of heaven not beholding the glory, not before the glory. She is the glory. She has His glory. Praise God, she's full of His glory. It's amazing. It's all exceeding joy before the Lord. Isn't that what it says here? Before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Isn't that wonderful? In His presence, there's always exceeding joy. But there's joy unspeakable when you're full of glory. What did He say? Think about it. There's joy unspeakable when you're full of glory. And there's a huge difference there. Not just guests at a wedding, brothers and sisters, but receiving the glory to be His bride. Not just in the presence of His light, but her light within. Going over and over. How many times does He tell us this? His glory received to the point that she is like Him. From glory to glory, even into the very image. A place known to all that He has loved her. Sharing the throne jointly with Him. Joint acknowledgement that she rules and reigns jointly with Him. Amen. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, it's time to live that in me. It's time to live that in you. Don't sit there any longer and say, oh, that's not for me. Don't sit there any longer and say, well, I'll get that at another time. Step into it now. Step into it now. And verse 25, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. He's wrapping it up here. All authority, isn't that wonderful, and power given to Him. This is the time that He takes the throne as God. This is the scene after the tribulation, the beginning of the millennium reign, that it has begun. And what a moment. What a moment it's going to be. A moment that we long to share with Him, but how much more a moment He longs to share with us. Isn't that wonderful? And read those words. All put under Him. All glory, majesty, dominion, and power. And I have to think, I get pretty excited. And that could be my husband. Isn't it wonderful? And that is so freely spoken. Without hesitation, by the grace of God, even being a male, there is neither male nor female. This is such a higher place in spirit that He's taken us to. He's only given us this type. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the hearts of them what God has prepared for them that love Him. That love Him. That love Him. Can you imagine? But by the Spirit, as He keeps pouring that love in, it's just awesome. It never ends, brothers and sisters. It really doesn't. And I pray, I know only the Spirit can make that sit right tonight in your hearts. I won't apologize that I was here and there and everywhere. But you know, sometimes when you're just twittipated, as they say, you just don't know where you might be. But I'm in love. I'm in love with the One who loves me. And I pray and I am thankful to God I can see Him delighting in you too. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. How could you ever describe really when you're absolutely head over heels with somebody? You can't. But you know when you're in it. Oh, and man, it's right. Praise be to God. Let's stand. And Brother Scott Pwelka, would you dismiss us, sweet man?